Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
The pursuit for food has taken us into the wilderness, across rivers and atop mountains. These journeys have connected us to the wild. It is this connection that allows us to experience the wild places this world has to offer in search for both wild game and adventures. This is my adventure for food. So, last year, we decided as a family that we were going to apply for antelope on a section of river that allowed us to raft down, find some public land, and try hunt for an antelope, either buck or doe. And then we ended up drawing a buck tag, and two buck tags and a doe tag each for Mom and I. And we started off floating down the river with as a family, and what happened? Forgot. We went several miles before we finally pulled off onto some public land, and we watched antelope for an hour or so. You got it? Okay.
When we caught them, it was very stinky.
Very stinky. Okay. But before that, we were floating down on public land, and the antelope were hanging out on private land for the longest time. And as Jamie and I were sitting out watching, waiting for them to see if they would walk onto public land, you were off finding animals. Do you remember what animal you found?
I found a garter snake.
Yeah, so you
a
came
baby with garter
a
snake.
Baby garter snake that you were playing with in the rocks, just hanging out.
Yeah,
I liked it. Yeah, so those antelope didn't come onto public, so we floated down a little bit further and stopped and found some antelope that were
and some crystals.
And we stopped, set up. Mom peeked over the edge as you were watching and made a really good shot on an antelope buck. And then what did we do? Did we walk out there and
We walked out there and gutted it. I started to throw a big rock at it.
Yep. You were very interested in the guts, weren't you?
Yeah. I was.
But then you helped drag it back to the raft, right? A little bit?
Not much.
Not much. But you were very intrigued by it. And then we put it on the raft and floated the rest of the way out, didn't we? Stopping a couple more spots, fishing on the way out. Stopped a couple more spots and couldn't find any more antelope. But
we stopped for lunch.
Stopped for lunch. And then the next day we went back and we were able to get two does and a buck that next trip, huh? Yeah, yep. Those weren't as... They were kind of the same story. Just fishing, stop, check out some public land, and
then more fishing.
Harvest an antelope, yeah, because they were hanging out on the public land that we could only access from the river.
Did we get four antelope or three?
We got four. One the first day and three the second. Which, do you remember the trip out on the second day with three antelope in the back of the raft? We had to push the raft a lot because the river was very low in October.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But we caught some fish, caught some antelope, and Mom cooked with it today.
She did?
Yeah.
And yesterday.
And yesterday. And the day before that.
Seriously.
Yep.
She's been cooking with antelope a lot.
She has been, yes. What was your favorite part of the trip?
I liked finding the crystals.
Yeah.
And finding out that guts are very stinky.
The guts are very stinky. And did we keep the heart?
Yes.
Yes. And that's it.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.